camped outside the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Some so-called dreamers awaiting a hearing this morning into President Trump's attempt to end the Obama-era DACA program, protecting hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought here illegally as kids.
The Trump administration argues DACA is not working and is unlawful. Opponents say the administration has not properly explained doing away with DACA, and without the program, participants would lose access to work.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Trump tweeted that some DACA recipients are hardened criminals. And the day before public impeachment hearings begin, the president tweeted about Ukraine again. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump writing, I will be releasing the transcript of the first and therefore more important phone call with the Ukrainian president before week's end. That call has been described to Fox News as a congratulatory call and rather innocuous in terms of substance. The April call preceded the July 25th phone conversation, during which President Trump asked President Zelensky to pursue investigations into the 2016 hack of the DNC server, as well as former Vice President Biden and his son's business dealings in Ukraine. Dave?
John, former President Jimmy Carter's in a Georgia hospital for surgery this morning to relieve pressure on his brain caused by bleeding from recent falls. Carter's 95 has lived longer than any other president. Israelis and Palestinians keep firing at each other the day after Israel killed an Islamic Jihad commander, saying he's responsible for attacks and was plotting more. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I want to clarify, Israel is not interested in an escalation, but we will do everything necessary to defend ourselves.
It's like winter in November. After a snowstorm in the Midwest, there are single-digit temperatures from the Dakotas to Michigan.
Could be a long winter, but, you know, I think folks here in this part of the Midwest are definitely used to this kind of weather.
He's in Wisconsin. It could snow from Maine down to Tennessee. Parts of Texas could get icy. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
After all the controversy over Russian interference in the 2016 election, which is still being investigated, there's worry about 2020.
Vote hacking, interference, registration problems, a number of systems are still vulnerable to intrusion, claims the Brennan Center for Justice. They've presented a report on the matter saying many of the private contractors used for operating elections are still not impervious to digital tampering. The center wants Congress to enact nationwide certification and compliance for these companies, but it may be too late to get that done in time for the 2020 elections, putting more pressure on state and local agencies to secure their balloting. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, less than 3 months before the first 2020 presidential contest in Iowa, another Democrat is considering joining the race.
Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is reportedly mulling over a late run for the Democratic presidential nomination. Patrick ruled out a run earlier this year, but has since been talking to Democratic operatives and donors about launching a campaign. He's the second Democrat to weigh jumping into the race at this point. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is also reconsidering a run. If they do decide, they'll need to do it soon, given upcoming deadlines to get on the ballot in key states like New Hampshire, where the filing deadline is Friday. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, speaking of 2020, Elijah Cummings' widow is ready to run for the late congressman's seat, saying his spirit is with her. Maya Cummings expected to formally announce a run for her husband's old seat this morning from her Baltimore home. Republican Kimberly Klasick is also running.
I want to help people that are living in these impoverished neighborhoods and some of them living in fear thanks to the crime and violence.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly ahead of the opening bell later this hour in the NFL. There are no more undefeated teams this season. The San Francisco 49ers suffered their first loss last night, beaten in overtime by the Seattle Seahawks 27-24. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency wants 5th and 6th graders to educate people about how algae affects bodies of water. The work can be done in the form of a poster, poem, or other writing. The theme for this year's contest held by the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency is Algae, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. How can you keep your local pond healthy? Police were busy responding to wrecks yesterday. All lanes of I-74 are back open after several accidents. WCIA says between Illinois State Police Districts 9 and 10, there were dozens of calls to service throughout the day. Towing companies in Champaign-Urbana were sent out on more than 300 calls. Illinois State Treasurer Mike Frerich served on a Champaign County jury last week in a retail theft case. He still lives in Champaign and had previously served on a Champaign County board. The News Gazette says Frerich said the verdict in the case he helped to decide was guilty. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Bitterly cold this morning. Today's high 21, 8, our low tonight. More clouds tomorrow with a high 30, low 23. 36 the high Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with partly cloudy conditions, down to around 20 in the evening. We're currently at 8, feels like 8 below. ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an offer for you today. This will be targeted towards somebody who can make a decision for the business, so maybe a manager and or owner. And it's corporate apparel from Game Day. Game Day really does this work well, and our response to this has been incredible. So what Stevie J is going to do is I'm going to give you $250 of my money for you to get hold of Chris and Ryan and the good people at Game Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get some shirts or some stuff that is going to look awesome.
And they get your logo, and then their sewing machines go at it and do the embroidery,
yeah,
and it looks exactly like your company logo, obviously. And the times that we've had people text in their products, it's been hats and
yeah,
shirts and
yeah,
whatever you need.
It's stuff, and it's $250, and maybe you got more need than that, or maybe it's a $750 buy, and now it's $500.
Yep.
So here's your money. Text in Game Day. Game Day has had a flood of run on stuff because of the Fighting Illini football team winning 4 straight. Oh, yeah. Isn't that something?
It helps them win,
that's
so
much,
for sure.
No question. 359-2255, 359-2255. Text in Game Day if you want $250 from me. And you'll have to make a move on this within a week. 7 days, you have to at least call and get an appointment. And then when you're done, you'll have to tell me about your experience. And I might add that the response to the experiences, I think, have all been excellent.
Mm-hmm.
People have been very impressed with the service,
yeah,
and the quality, because we ask those questions of the products. I mean, we're not talking about stuff that rips in the first day here. No, it's
mm-hmm,
good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you want quality corporate apparel. If you want my money to spend on your stuff, I know. How does that work? I know. 359-2255, text in Game Day.
Be impressive at that next golf outing, or if you everybody's going to a convention together and you have these logos on your shirts, it looks great.
Well, and your workers, your people,
mm-hmm,
are going to say, thank you, and you didn't even pay for
that's
it.
That's right.
What's up?
I mean, could be a Christmas bonus kind of thing.
Oh,
stocking stuffer.
Thinking out of the box.
Roll up the little shirt and put it in a stocking.
Yeah, forget the cash bonuses. Just give them jam and this. Oh, yeah.
All right. We've got some nice submissions coming in. 359-2255.
Amazing what happens when you stand on the corner and give away money.
Exactly.
359-2255. I'm very sincere when I say it's quality material from Game Day. Text in Game Day. Stevie J pays you $250. We'll do this like, I don't know, 4 of them. Let's go to 4 people, 4 businesses. And yes, good?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to have to choose now.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay.
359-2255. Game Day's texted in right now. Okay, talking a lot about the weather and kind of hit us. I saw it come down at about 10 in the morning. I said, and it just kept going.
Right.
And it lasted like 7 last night. And it was all kinds of problems. Tapman's Towing was busy. They were pulling people out of everything.
You know, so many people worked on their leaves over the weekend, and I know in Tolono we have this sucky thingy that you put your leaves on the curb and it sucks them up, and You know,
lucky thing he can't work when it snows on top.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, this prevents people from fire and burning their leaves, and the people in our community with asthma that have complained at the village board meetings and things like that. So,
well, now they're going to be wet sucking
right.
leaves next Monday because it's going to melt.
What we're doing.
It's going to melt.
Dang it, Mother Nature.
It's going to melt, and everybody go back in your homes. It's okay.
Okay.
And yes, you're doing a good job. Blue, what are you? Toyota, going nice and slow
yes,
by.
Yes, that's
the pines
right.
Here.
There's some people who are a little more cautious than others.
That's pretty cautious.
It is.
That's 5 miles
I got
an hour.
Behind one of those on
that's
Route 45.
Okay.
I was like,
that's okay.
Do I risk it and go around? This is really slow.
All you got to do is pretend it's like somebody older that you love a lot
that's
in front
right.
of you. And
exactly.
if you do that, it kind of diffuses
okay.
the situation. If you'd like to text us, 359-2255, that's our text. It's 811, and we got your sports headlines coming up.
We turn your feelings into flowers, the blossom basket florist. No one has roses like ours.
Thanksgiving is coming. This year, let Ron Bailey and his team at the Blossom Basket Florist help you select the perfect floral arrangement for thoughtful gift giving and home decor. Call 217-367-ROSE.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, will make history.
You are phenomenal.
Carrie Underwood hosts the CMA Awards with special guest hosts Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. Performances by Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. Plus, Garth Brooks with Blake Shelton, Lady Antebellum and Halsey, Pink and Chris Stapleton, and so much more. The CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
All right, quarter after, bright sunshine, but cold temperatures, right about 8 right now, with a wind chill somewhere around minus 8.
Mm-hmm.
Check your sports headlines.
Seattle beat San Francisco to give the 49ers their first loss of the season, 27-24 in overtime yesterday, 42-yard field goal. And then Chase McLaughlin was involved. He hit that 47-yard field goal.
He tied it up. 24-21. Chase hit like a 43, 45, 47, something, right down the middle, tied it, and then had a chance to win it with 3 minutes left in overtime and just duck-hooked it. It never had a chance. It was just missed. He just missed it. He hit 3 out of 4, but unfortunately, when you're kind of a rookie and trying to get... You make that?
Right.
Darn.
That would have more sealed the deal for him.
He'll get
Malik
another.
Turner is a former Illini, a rookie for the Seahawks.
Yeah, he made a nice
catch.
He
had a good game.
Yep, and I think Chase McLaughlin, they're going to put Robbie Gould back in there, former Bear kicker now.
Right, but he had a hamstring injury.
Hamstring injury, and so I would think that Chase will get another look. So he hit 3 out of 4, including a game tie. You make that other one, the game winner? They're talking about you in the Bay Area.
That's right.
So darn it.
Awards yesterday for Illini football players Josh Imobebe and Sidney Brown. Congratulations to them as our Big Ten freshmen on the basketball side. Kofi Coburn, 14 points and 10 rebounds, had his second double-double to earn him honors as an Illini freshman.
There's no stat on this, but I would be very surprised. In fact, I can't ever remember in my life where Monday Night Football said from Illinois 2 times within the same 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Malik Turner from Illinois.
Right.
Chase McLaughlin from
okay.
Illinois. So two players, two from Illinois references in the same 5 minutes.
Hmm.
I can't ever remember that happening.
From Illinois, now a Blue Demon, Jalen Coleman-Land, 17 points. And DePaul's 93 78 victory over Iowa yesterday. On to the AP top basketball poll, Kentucky now number one, then Duke and Michigan State and Louisville and Kansas to round out the top five. As far as Big Ten teams on here, I see that Ohio State is number 16. Basketball on the professional side is Oklahoma City and Indianapolis to take on the Pacers, and the Bulls will host the New York Knicks this evening. Cardinal Caravan being talked about, especially on this cold wintry day, even though it's fall. iHotel Friday, January 17th, 2020.
Noon.
Yes.
And yeah, that'll be fun because it's time to talk a little baseball soon as the free agency starts heating up and all that.
Also talking about the San Francisco Giants and how they've hired former Cubs front office executive Scott Harris as general manager. So that was announced a couple of days ago.
All right.
So heading to San Francisco for the Giants, Scott Harris.
We're going to talk Rhodes soon?
Yes.
Okay.
I've reached out to Chris Custer with
Champaign,
the city of Champaign, because we're seeing, you know, the roads are okay, and sometimes the salt doesn't even work.
Well, it depends on the temperature.
Right.
Let's get the lowdown. That'll be next. 818 ESPN 93.5. Every month we honor our law enforcement official of the month. We do it because it's important to respect our law enforcement. I am a fan. I appreciate what they do. I'm very happy to welcome Sergeant Mark McAllister. He's been with the Sheriff's Office for 23 years, started in master control in 1996. He worked for 2.5 years, and there he went to the court security. Couple of years, he's been around on patrol, crimes unit. You have done a lot, Sergeant Mark McAllister. You've done a lot of work.
I have.
What's been the best part of this?
That's hard to say. I really enjoyed my time in the street crimes unit. I enjoyed my time as a canine handler. And recently, I was promoted to sergeant in January, and I have to say, I think where I'm at right now is where I like the most.
Well, we're honored to have you in here, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much.
We truly appreciate you, Ben. Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. And we are looking forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
This is the Fox Business Report. One of America's major dairy companies, Dean Foods, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and produces multiple brands and is a national company based in Dallas. It's in talks to sell the business to the Dairy Farmers of America, a national milk marketing cooperative. It plans to continue operating without disruption. Dean Foods blames changing tastes. It says Americans are not drinking as much milk. The maker of Red Hook, Kona, and Omission beers, Kraft Brew Alliance, is being sold to Anheuser-Busch in Bev, which makes Budweiser, Stella Artois, and Beck's. Tyson Foods sold more of its pork and poultry products in the summer quarter, but Wall Street was expecting an even stronger earnings report. Tyson says a fire at one of its slaughterhouses impacted its beef business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Proceeds go to community projects, scholarships, and community grants. Get your Festival of Tree tickets now at juniorleaguecu.org.
All right, ESPN 93.5, kind of a busy day yesterday for everybody involved in keeping our roads clean and clear, and the police and our tavern's towing people out all day and night. Chris Kester's running the deal for our Champaign streets. How'd it go yesterday, Chris?
The wind and the temperatures didn't help, but we were out on the road here in Champaign from, we did some pre-treating at 6 a.m., and then when the snow finally moved in, we were out plowing as we could, replowing. With the low temperatures and, now that we're in a different, darker earlier, we had some freezing on the roads last night. But we're really hoping today with the sun and some some materials out on the road that will set up some chemical reactions, and we'll start to be able to clear some of it off.
Chris, another factor, Public Works was off for Veterans Day, weren't they?
What was the city holiday? Yep, but we watched the weather pretty much 24/7, and so we had a plan in place on Sunday to go ahead and bring staff in. So, yes, it was a holiday, but we had a full contingent of people who've now been on the clock since 6 a.m. yesterday morning.
Man, that adds up at $4 an hour.
Hey.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Absolutely.
When does ice not work?
When the materials
the
not
salt?
Work?
Yeah, the salt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
The salt on the ice.
Yesterday, when it's really what helps is during highly trafficked times, which yesterday we were encouraging people to stay home, during a snowstorm, if you've got some traffic moving on your materials, that helps build up friction, as well as the exhaust from vehicles can help heat that up. When we've got sunlight like today, that'll really help us quite a bit with getting some roads clean down to bare pavement. But really, if you've got cold temperatures and there's no sun, and it's super cold temperatures, especially like yesterday with the wind, which just, you know, made the air temperature much more cold, then we don't always have a lot of luck getting things down to bare pavement, which is why people will see for at least the rush hour this morning still some road, some salt or some snowpack and even some slick flat. So,
what are some of our expectations from the businesses now in Champaign?
Well, we're still waiting on the totals. If for some reason we have 2 inches of snow from yesterday, we will enact the sidewalk snow removal ordinance. Even if that's not the case, we really encourage not just business owners, but anyone who's, you know, along downtown or along the route to school or just people wanting to be friendly neighbors to clear your sidewalk. There's a lot of law out there that I won't get into because I'm not a lawyer, but our city attorney tells us that it is okay to plow or to clear your sidewalk, and, you know, what to do if for some reason someone were to slip and fall, how you're, you know, learn about that.
Okay. So, again, it kind of in front of your business, you're kind of responsible when that ordinance is enacted. So, heads up.
Yep.
Okay, Public Works, Chris Kester, keep up your fine work. We appreciate your work you guys do all the time for us.
Mm-hmm.
Do the two words Fort Lauderdale ever come into your head when you're doing this work?
I lived in Miami for 5 years. I've been back now for 9.
Do you ever discuss the paradigm change and why? I mean, do you ever talk about that at home or?
Miami's too hot, but, you know, some days maybe that's not a bad thing.
Well, anyway, we thank you, bud. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Stay safe out there.
Thank you, Chris Kester.
And getting some text in just south of Windsor on First Street. This hill is an ice rink. Cars are having a tough time getting up it. It took 35 minutes from Curtis Road to Windsor on First Street.
Wow.
Different comments coming in this morning.
Hold on. Curtis Road.
Right.
Windsor
on First Street. Okay, so.
I'm trying to figure that one out. All right, if you have an incline, you know, there's one at St. Mary's Road.
Uh-huh.
You kind of go up past Neal and St. Mary's, and that can be an issue.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's too cold for the ice and the chemical and the stuff. The sun's got to kind of bake it in.
Right.
And tire friction and all that Chris said. I know. I don't know. That's it. It's not, sometimes, you know what? I don't know what to tell you.
Well, whenever there's some questions, I just stick with the main roads.
I mean, don't do
anything out in the country.
And if you're a townie, you kind of know the roads. Mm-hmm. Avoid the inclines.
But to me, First Street is iffy. If the weather has any questions.
First Street? What's iffy?
I mean, First Street goes all the way to Tolono, my hometown.
Oh, if you go that's a country road.
And that's kind of Curtis and to Windsor is kind of the back roads of Savoy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, if you're going to come up to a light and you have a rear wheel drive, you're going to spin a little.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you can grab the road and all those things we've learned through experience over the years in this climate. So, all right, ESPN 93.5, the news will be next. You're welcome to text us. Any information, any thoughts, comments, 359-2255, 359-2255. Going to touch on the News Gazette and what's happening over there. We'll touch on that next.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arendt, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Hey, Illini fans! Game Day Spirit's the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, and they have all you need to get geared up and show your support for your favorite team. Whether you're looking for new outerwear to take on the cold, stylish gear to wear to a game, or a gift from the diehard Illini fan in your life, Game Day Spirit has you covered. Game Day Spirit's every Illini fan's one-stop shop, with stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Come in and see what's new. Go Illini!
Welcome into Reviews. This episode, we are focusing in on Luther Falls. Cammie, who gave a 5-star review, said, quote, I cannot say enough about the professionalism, dedication, workmanship, knowledge, prices, choices about this lovely and ever-growing family business. They installed a custom bathroom for us a few years ago, and we are repeat customers with our custom kitchen countertops this month. The countertops were absolutely beautiful, and the whole process was positive. Keep up the good work. You are all awesome. Go to LutherFalls.com for more details.
Financing now available.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With 3 large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at BigGroveTavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Supreme Court today hearing arguments on the order shielding so-called dreamers from deportation.
The estimates are 700,000 to 800,000 young people who were brought here illegally as children. Their legal status is now in doubt. This is a program that was instituted under the Obama administration. This administration, the Trump administration, has argued that it was unlawful and unconstitutional.
Fox Shannon Bream outside the court. Former President Jimmy Carter undergoing surgery this morning in Atlanta to relieve pressure on his brain
caused by bleeding due to his recent falls. He has fallen at least 3 times this year, and the first of those falls required hip replacement surgery.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And a former McDonald's employee filing a class action lawsuit against the company and one of its franchisees to force it to confront what it calls a systemic problem of sexual harassment. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police were busy responding to wrecks yesterday. All lanes of I-74 are back open after several accidents. WCIA says between Illinois State Police Districts 9 and 10, there were dozens of calls to service throughout the day. Illinois State Treasurer Mike Frerich served on a Champaign County jury last week in a retail theft case. He still lives in Champaign and had previously served on the Champaign County Board. The News Gazette says Frerich said the verdict in the case he helped to decide was guilty. New numbers on the number of lawyers in the state. A statement from the Illinois Supreme Court says the Supreme Court justices are set to administer the attorney's oath to 1,459 people this week. To qualify, the candidates have to pass both the Illinois State Bar Examination and an ethics exam. That'll bring the total number of licensed attorneys in Illinois to about 96,500. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Okay, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service. You wake up, look outside, say, hey, it's sunny.
Right, it's but it's 9.
You know what comes from Siberia? Did the Russians do this? This whole thing came from Siberia.
The Arctic blast.
It came from Siberia, and I want some answers.
Yes. And we warm up our insides with the vodka, right? Over in Russia?
I don't think I've ever tasted vodka.
What?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that in... Is that
That's
gin?
My jam, man.
Is vodka gin?
No, that's totally different.
I see. Okay, sorry.
Okay. High 21, low 8 with the sunshine. Clouds tomorrow with a high 30, low 23. 36 the high Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And by Sunday, we'll up to a 40 and down to the mid-20s at night. Right now, it's 9. Feels like 6 below with the wind chill. ESPN 93.5.
Whenever it's single syllables, we know we're in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever tasted vodka.
What's up with that?
What does it taste like?
I mean, like you've had a screwdriver, surely. Orange juice and vodka is a screwdriver.
Okay, I think I had that in college. So I've never had it past age 20. So 18, 19, when was that legal even back then? I have no idea.
I don't remember either.
I used to drink.
I feel like we were drinking at 18, though, in the bar.
I think I've had beer, wine. A Tom Collins I used to order at college.
And I think that's some bourbon in that.
Is that? I don't know.
Okay.
Just not real versed in that one.
So. And my husband can say the same thing. On our blind
He's
date,
never had a drink,
never
right?
been drunk.
Has he ever had a drink?
He used to drink a beer every once in a while, but now there's, you know, some medications and things, and he wouldn't even touch it. And on our blind date, I said, I have met my designated driver.
There you go. That's... The thought you had?
I guess so.
Designated driver.
I mean, our first blind date was at the Courier Cafe, and we were looking across the street to the Rose Bowl Tavern, and I saw some folks I knew coming in. And he lived in downtown Urbana, so I was like, have you been to the Rose Bowl? No. Have you been to Iron Rose? No. How about the office? No. I'm like, what? You're walking distance from all these pubs. Why wouldn't you go there? So we go in there, and someone yells out, Diane Ducey's in the house, like I'm Cliff. At Cheers.
Yeah, kind of a regular. Yeah.
So, in any case, we had our first experience there.
Well, okay. So, we're dealing with the aftermath of a pop-up storm that nobody really expected to be as difficult as it was. And then it got real icy, and then the snow was blowing around. So, we're figuring it out. Just know that it's a slower commute in this morning, and your driving around is going to take just a smidge longer. Janice McIntyre, DSC,
right.
How are you?
I'm great. Stevie, how are you?
So what is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is a big deal, Stevie. Tomorrow is the Tree of Hope kickoff, our 26th annual.
Wow. How about that? It's here already. So tell me about this.
You know, every year we are so blessed for a family to come forward that we have served to share their story, their journey on raising a child with a disability. And this year's family has a 4-year-old that has autism, and they also have a 3-year-old that is on the spectrum. And so they are opening their world and their home to us so that we can get a better understanding of the additional challenges and worries and concerns that parents have, and then the joys that they have when their child begins to meet one of those milestones. So they're going to share that with us, and hopefully it will inspire people to give so that more families like theirs can receive services from DSC right here in their home community.
Between 4 and 6 tomorrow, City View is where we're opening up the Tree of Hope campaign, right?
That is correct. On top of the terminal downtown, and along with it, we'll have a little bit of a recognition event, which really then, you know, puts forth this spectrum of what we do. You know, we talk about the Tree of Hope kickoff and what the help that we're able to give kids and families, and then we also recognize an adult individual that we're serving for the Oh, gosh, just in this year, it's so exciting. The successes that this gentleman has had over the last year and a half have really been tremendous.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting way to share the full spectrum of what we do.
The actual Tree of Hope and the bulb that we light with our $50 donation is located on North Prospect near Market View?
That's correct. The one that's right at the corner there, right across from Lowe's and Red Lobster in that area right there. And you'll watch it as it gets brighter because you're right, Diane. Every bulb represents $50 in donations. So whether that's 5 donations of $10 or whether that's someone donating $250 and lighting multiple bulbs, we'll watch that through the season light up. And it really signify the growth towards the services that we're going to be able to continue to provide.
So people can make their contribution at dsc-illinois.org. What is the goal, Janice?
This year, the goal is $185,000, and so we've got some work ahead of us, but I have no doubt that with the family we have representing us and the generosity of this community that we'll be able to meet that goal.
Janice Mackett here. Keep up your great work. Is Dale Morrissey in a tree stand looking for deer, or has he got his toes in the sand in Miami? Where is he?
Dale Morrissey is definitely in a tree stand, so, without a doubt.
Yeah, and you know what? There's not been one deer that ever got past him, ever.
Well, I'll make sure I tell him that.
Yeah.
You better be careful what you ask for.
Tell me about where people go to get information about all this, Janice.
Absolutely. You can go directly to our website at dsc-illinois.org or just Google us. You can go directly to the Tree of Hope page, or you can donate from the home page. Lots of information on there about all the good things happening at DSC and, providing wonderful opportunities and experiences and services for people right here in our hometown.
Keep up your great work, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you guys very much. We appreciate it.
Talk to you. Janice McAteer with the Developmental Services Center and all the good work they do and all the families they help. It's pretty awesome. ESPN 93.5. Well, happy to welcome a neurologist at Cerebrum Health Center. There he went. He was a good guest.
Exactly.
Really good.
He's
really
to the point.
Yeah. Okay, it's okay. 8:40. I wanted to talk about the News Gazette anyway. The News Gazette sold and went bankrupt.
Yes.
And a lot of our friends that Diane and I know were involved, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a lot of people lost their work yesterday, lost their jobs. And it was expected because they gave them a notice back in September and said that October 31, and then they had to reapply, and then they just didn't. And if your business isn't doing very well, generally, they look to people and to cut people. So the News Gazette announced
34 from the Champaign location
in the newspaper division.
Right.
I don't think this involved radio.
Okay, the radio was retained.
I think the radio, because there's not a ton working in radio, but newspaper side had a few more. And newspapers everywhere have struggled.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our paper, and we wanted to survive and thrive, frankly. And it's been very, very difficult, and I know all about that. And they've tried to hang in there, and then this company comes in. It's an out-of-town company.
Right.
And they're trying to use the template they have that has worked in other markets, and God bless them and good luck. It's hard for newspapers because everybody's going online.
So in an article on Sunday, the executive vice president of the Champaign Multimedia Group, Paul Barrett, said taking away the Monday paper was to reduce costs and get the paper back on footing. On this WCIA site, it says 34 people laid off from the Champaign location. Sources say that breaks down to 19 in editorial, 12 in circulation, 1 in finance, 1 in digital services, and 1 weekly editor. So that's the breakdown. And then it goes on to say about 15 people in the Danville location were let go.
Well, it's a shame, and I know all about that. It's very difficult. And you have to spend about a day dwelling on it, and then you have to reinvent yourself. And you just have to not think negatively, and it's very, very easy to do that. But you have got to move forward with the only real, real good news is it's a real hiring market. And I'm not talking about fast food. There are other positions that are very available that you can get in there and get some work.
Journalists and reporters, though, you feel like they can plug in anywhere?
You get about a day to dwell. Doesn't matter what you are. It's who you are. Don't pigeonhole yourself into how many there's writing positions all over the University
mm-hmm.
of Illinois.
That's true.
I mean, how many News Gazette people went and worked for the police station, worked for the city?
Right.
There's a lot
you've
of them.
You've got all the connections there that you've made over the years and writing all these awesome articles.
Well, how talented is a writer? I mean, it's huge. Anytime anybody
it's true.
Can, who can write anymore?
It's just that reporters just have this innate ability of just collecting all this information and then this reporting it for us to learn the news,
well,
the information we need.
Again, you just can't. There's no other choice. You have got to go forward with something else and figure out how to get your brain turned around to saying, I'm more than that. I've got more talent than that. So it hurts us all when friends lose work. It really is painful.
Yes.
It's extraordinarily...
I was churning last night.
Well, I just feel so much.
Mike had texted in. Sure was nice in the news because they had to get everybody a heads up. No more Monday delivery. I hope the plan on refunding some money I paid for the 7-day delivery. I called them yesterday and wasn't greeted very nicely, telling us there was no more Monday paper.
Well, again... They're trying to stay in business, and so they're going to do what they have to do to stay in business.
Well, and I mean, I'm sure they got so many calls yesterday, and I thought it was because it was Veterans Day.
You also have the fact that I think they're raising subscription rates. Going to see how that plays. It's $244 for a year now, which is getting up there.
Okay, and now I'm going to the Champaign Multimedia Group page that talks about good neighbors, partners, and stewards and how we are getting the paper these days and using the mail. So I'm scrolling down to find that area.
You know, again, that's going to be a big one. If you tell me 12 in circulation, that means delivery. What happens to delivery? Are they going to deliver? And who's going to get delivery if they deliver? And if they don't deliver, apparently I think they can go to the U.S. Postal Service and say, I give it to you in the morning, it gets there this afternoon, we can make a deal. But then you have to say, what value is the paper going to be at 6 at night for me?
I believe the paper's printed in Peoria. This says, for years, one of the biggest challenges facing the newspaper industry has been rural delivery. And they'll leverage our partnership with the U.S. Postal Service to help solve the problem in our rural distribution areas.
Okay, rural, like the farms.
Those
what about Champaign-Urbana?
Am I going to get it? Will receive their daily paper with the Daily Mail.
What about me? I'm in Champaign. Anyway, I guess we'll wait and see. And the other part, the real challenge is, you got one of the most talented guys over there, Jim Rosso, but Jim uses the tools at his disposal. What's the paper going to look like if you don't have 19 editorial people? You can't cover, you can't talk about as much. You don't have enough, I don't know. Tough business. Wishing them the best. I mean, they're friends, and we need journalists, and it's a critical position.
Trying to preserve the award-winning quality of serving this community over 100 years.
Well, and it's 150. I mean, started in 150. Mm-hmm. This is Kinnegan, and 2002 is 150.
Right. And so, when they used to give that tour at Neil and Windsor of our station, I believe that it went on the air in 1932.
35.
Yeah. Okay. With David Williams Stevick and... Yep. I mean, you were so close with Marijan Kinnegan.
Yeah, I was, and it's a sad day. It really, really is. This is just is not what we all wanted, but it's just the nature of what has happened. Things have evolved, and it's digital online. The problem with that is we can go digital online with our journalists, but how do we know the credibility of what we're reading? You can't just be a blogger. A blogger isn't a journalist. They might be a good writer, but it's not journalism. The journalist is supposed to collect the facts, report them dutifully to me because I'm too busy to go to the meeting. You're my watchdog. And without that, we're less. The town is less. All right. Text in if you'd like. 359-225-5847. 13 before Jeremy Warner.
Hi, I'm registered dietitian Tanya Sokobrat, creator of the F-Factor Diet. Instead of guessing which vitamins are right for your goals, let GNC do the work for you. GNC for You is a new program that creates personalized daily vitamin packs for you, customized for your body and your lifestyle. Just go online and take a lifestyle quiz, get your personalized results, and GNC will deliver them to you every month. I took the quiz, and it was fast and easy. Start your wellness journey today at GNC4U.com. That's GNC, the number 4. The letter U.com.
It was a month before the holidays, and all through the town, shopping lists were growing without slowing down. When on the radio, above all the chatter, people heard news that would solve this matter. This week, Larry Camper will host a holiday event Wednesday through Saturday, savings of 30%. The people rejoiced. Gift giving will be easy this year. Artwork, calendars, books, it's all right here. The Larry Camper Gallery is the place to be. 30% savings to fill your holidays with glee.
30% off all artwork during the holiday event this week. Larry Canford Gallery, South Neal, Champaign.
Yeah. Here you go, sports headlines.
Seattle over San Francisco, 27-24 in overtime. And we had a couple of Illini involved in the game. Unfortunately, Chase McLaughlin, who tied the game with his 47-yard field goal kick, didn't lock in the last one to make San Francisco win. But also, Malik Turner, someone tested in about him making a good catch for the Seahawks. And again, Seahawks gave the 49ers their first loss of the season. Some awards on our Illini football team with the Big Ten. It was Josh Imatorbebe named the Big Ten Co-Offensive Player of the Week. Sophomore safety Sidney Brown named the Big Ten Co-Defensive Player of the Week. Kofi Coburn on the basketball team with his back-to-back double-doubles. First time that's happened in 37 years. Big Ten Freshman of the Week. DePaul over Iowa, 93-78. Jalen Coleman lands 17 points for the Blue Devils in that game. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
I would think Kofi, first time 37 years for probably a first-year player
right.
to go
freshman.
Two in a row. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Freshman for two double-double, meaning points and rebounds.
That's right.
Pretty dead gun.
14 points, 10 rebounds.
And I know he was at least 7-7 against Arizona last I saw the count. So
on fire.
He's gonna be really good.
I also wanted to mention quickly that they got a $5 million gift yesterday from John and Ann Dossie on the Ubbin Basketball Complex as they work on tweaking that and doing some renovations on that basketball complex.
Who's John and Ann?
John and Ann Dossie.
Ducey or Dossie?
D-O-S-S-E-Y.
D-O-S-S Dossie or Dossie?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we ought to know how to say their name. They're giving $5
million. $5
million. So whatever how we say it, I apologize.
So now they're up to $8 million on this renovation
project. Man, oh man, I thought the oven was new. That's how old I am.
Well, they're expected to try to do $30 million in this renovation project.
I want to get in the Smith thing. I want to go to that building. I want a thumbprint that gets me in.
Bowling alley.
I want to go bowling.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. Welcome back to this great college football rivalry. Earlier today, we mic'd up the huddle, and here's what we heard.
Woo! Yeah, baby! You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Grill time!
What time is it?
Grill time!
Woo!
They ain't ready for this home game. When I say smoke, you say sausage. Smoke!
Sausage!
Smoke!
Sausage!
Hands in. Eckridge on three. One, two, three.
Eckridge!
Woo! Fire up that grill!
That is one intense home game. Eckridge, you do you.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard. Breakfast with Santa this year is Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th. And there are three sessions each day, one at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and the final one at 1 p.m. And it's a great time. I mean, Santa arrives on a horse-drawn carriage, and I will look out for Santa, and I'll yell out, here he comes, and then everybody's faces are pressed against the window in the cafe watching Santa come. They have activities. They have a great breakfast. I recommend signing up right away on our website because it fills up. Curtis Orchard.
Hi, I'm registered dietitian Tanya Sokobrat, creator of the F-Factor Diet. Instead of guessing which vitamins are right for your goals, let GNC do the work for you. GNC for You is a new program that creates personalized daily vitamin packs for you, customized for your body and your lifestyle. Just go online and take a lifestyle quiz, get your personalized results, and GNC will deliver them to you every month. I took the quiz, and it was fast and easy. Start your wellness journey today at GNC4U.com. That's GNC, the number 4, the letter U.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529. One more time on your weather.
Okay, man, is it cold today? And I've got so many.
Radiational tests. Heating will make your car warmer as it sits. Yeah.
So we have a high 21, low 8. Tomorrow, more clouds, high 30, low 23. 36 the high, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with partly cloudy conditions down in the mid 20s at night. We're currently at 9, feels like 6 below. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and I remember 20 years ago when Ubbin opened. I used to go broadcast live the Lon Kruger Breakfast Club. We started at 7 a.m. And the team would practice at 7 a.m.
Wow.
And Frank Williams had come up to me, and one time he smiled.
All right.
And I remember So many members, because I used to hang around that program a lot. Anyway, fun stuff. And that's why I said Ubbin's new. Well, that's 20 years ago.
Right. And, wow. You know, they're doubling the, you know, footage of it. So I was reading in a text, the interstate, a 72 westbound ramp from Interstate 57 southbound is closed. The ramp is expected to be closed for approximately 1 to 2 hours. The ramp is ice covered and impassable at this time. Crews are working on the area to remove crashed vehicles.
Wow.
IDOT is also working in the area. Again, I-72 westbound ramp from Interstate 57 southbound closed for 1 to 2 hours, this text says.
I would say any ramp you're doing should be like 10 miles an hour, maybe, because it's going to be all glazed and people are sliding right off. So you can't hit that thing going 40. You got to slow before you get to that thing. That's the kind of day I think we're looking at.
There's a couple of texts about the News Gazette that we were talking about. I don't know if we have time to share that. Next?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So my girl works in small town, gets mailed papers. The new company has money to spend on employees. They'll get paid days off, days like Christmas. Most people are calling in and being extremely rude and swearing at the people who are doing their job.
Well, you don't do
so
that.
Probably on the Monday paper.
Yeah, but
and
don't
all of that.
Swear to anybody
well,
on the
I
phone.
Know.
Come on.
So I never want anybody to lose their jobs, but the News Gazette is a propaganda arm that has changed this county blue and reduced our core values. Just my take.
Okay. And that's what the whole point is, to emit reaction, get discussion going, and we need that. Okay, we're back tomorrow.
All right.
Jeremy Warner Show next. Thank you, Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Have yourself a great Tuesday and be careful.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery.